I think the Lakers found that third scorer.
I think so. 35 seconds left. Lakers in no hurry at all. Kurchevsky. Back to Wisner, over to the right wing. To Smith, and it's stolen by Berry. Berry goes up for the layup, and it's in for two.
Berry has really shown great action tonight.
That's the fourth turnover in this quarter for Lakers. Brennan Wisner dives into the lane. Over to Bajarski. He delays going up for the shot, and he's fouled regardless. And he'll go to the line for two shots. This foul goes against North Huron's Noah Plega, his first and the team's fifth. So at the line, Nick Bajarski has not attempted a free throw tonight, only has a three-point made in the first. Lakers leading by 11 with 4.8 seconds left in the third. First free throw is up, and this one's nothing but net for Nick Bajarski.
Nice arc, nice backspin, textbook.
And a 12-point lead to boot. Jim goes deathly silent. Decent crowd for a Tuesday. Second free throw, no good. Bajarski gets his own rebound, goes up for the shot, misses it, goes out of bounds with a half a second left, and it's going to be North Huron ball.
Nick Bajarski was looking for a call there.
You're not going to get
it. I think I would have given it to him.
I don't know. Not with less than a second left. North Huron inbounding with half a second to go. Baranski checks this one up. This one is short, and we reach the end of the first quarter, end of the third quarter, with a 12-point lead for Lakers, 54-42 on the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
With the late arrival of winter weather, it's hard to think about spring planting. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City remind you now is the time to take advantage of preseason pricing for Rankin Cropland corn and soybean seed and CEDEX sugar beet seed. The lumber division is continuing its winter sale of Atticat insulation at the Kindy location, and if you're thinking about entry door upgrades, they have hundreds of ThermaTrue style and glass configurations to choose from and the software to show you exactly what your new door would look like. Check it out at Farmers Cooperative Grain Company, Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
North Huron starts the fourth quarter in a hurry. And Matt Koth goes coast-to-coast after a rebound in for 2 points, but then Brendan Wisner responds with his own coast-to-coast going the other way. 56-44, 12-point game in the fourth quarter, 7:25 remain in regulation. Top of the key is Noah Pelega. Over to the right wing, down into Matt Koth in the low post, going against Valentine, and nice post work, and Koth is 20 points on the evening. In transition, down to Bajarski, takes his time, goes up for the shot, and it's good. Bajarski with 6 points. Here comes North Huron, wasting no time again. 12-point lead. Kowalski in the corner. Back up to Baranski. Dives down to the lane, kicks it back out to the high post. And that should be a travel, and it is. Travel will go against Nick Shramsky, who has no points on the night. Lakers with 9 turnovers. Lakers with 9 turnovers. North Huron with 13. Make that 14 now. Brennan Wisner, top of the key. Surveying the prairie. Over to Keegan Valentine in the corner to Smith. Smith looking to make something. Back to Schuller, left wing. Nearest defender is 8 feet. Noah Pelega. Brennan Wisner cuts down the lane, gets the ball, and goes up for the shot, and he gets fouled on the way up. 2 shots coming for him. This will be North Huron's 6th team foul. And it goes against number 42, Nick Shramsky, his first. Brennan Wisner's 2-for-2 from the free throw line on the evening. That came in the second quarter. First free throw is up, and this one rims in and it's good. Substitution for North Huron. Brandon Berry, the fire starter of this group, replaces Noah Palenka. Brandon Berry has likeness of John Berry back for the Pistons back in 2004.
No doubt.
Brennan Wisner makes both free throws, and they have 60 points, 60-46. Baranski, top of the key. Passes to his right. Berry dives in the lane. This one out of control. Gets his own rebound, though. And, in fact, actually ends up in the hands of Wisner. Left wing to Valentine. Sure shoulder to the high post. One dribble over to Smith. Low post, and it's in for 2 points. Nice ball movement from the Lakers. Braden Smith with 4 points. 62-46, back to a 16-point lead for Lakers. Over to the right corner to Koth. Back up to the right wing. Back to Koth for three. No, air ball, rebound Wisner. 5:30 left in the fourth, 62-46. Elkton Pigeon Bayport leading North Huron. Wisner at the top of the key is fouled 25 to 30 feet away from the hoop. And this will go against number 30, Brandon Berry. That is his third. Team's seventh. So this sends... Okay, that's only six. So this will be a foul inbound on the side. Brennan Wisner gets it. It dribbles all the way into the paint. Braden Smith for the long two, and this one's good. Doesn't have much arc, but that was actually to his benefit that time as it falls. 64-46, Braden Smith with six. Top of the key. Adam Pichette can't hang on to it, and it's going to be called for an over and back. That is the 15th turnover for North Huron tonight. Trailing by 18 points, Lakers' largest lead. Brennan Wisner, top of the key, looking to Ron Swartz's dribble direction. Being guarded by Berry. Over to Bajarski, right wing. Dribbling back to the top of the key against Baranski. Into the corner. Valentine with it. Tries to dribble down baseline, nothing there. Skip passes all the way around. Wisner now left wing against Berry. A good offensive-defensive matchup. Valentine right wing. Now Lakers nearly putting this one in the icebox already. 4.5 left in the fourth quarter, leading by 18. Bajarski tries to dive into the lane, and it's stolen by Kowalski.
Now this is much too soon to go ahead and put the ball in the icebox with 4:21 to go.
Lakers with 10 turnovers on the night. Baranski pulls up for three from the top of the key, and it goes down, his first points of the night. Brings North Huron back within 15.
This game can change real fast if Baranski gets hot.
64-49, exactly halfway through the fourth. Scholler, right wing, trying to shed his tackler and defender. Smith in the corner, back up to Valentine. Top of the key against Kowalski. Now back to Brent Wisner. Starts his dribble. 30 feet from their hoop. We have a whistle away from the hoop and the ball, and it's a foul against Blue.
It's like on Baranski.
This will be Justin Baranski's third foul and the seventh team foul, and that puts Lakers into the bonus and sends number two, Keegan Valentine, to the free throw line for 1-1. And we have a timeout called by Bill McClellan of North Huron. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you on this one. John Mooney, what are your thoughts with 3:45 left in regulation?
Well, we were talking about a minute ago the fact that the Lakers put the ball in the icebox. Yeah, when you do that, you're automatically saying to the other team that, here's momentum. You know, go ahead and take it and see if you have enough time to go ahead and make a difference. Now, with this kind of a lead, well, you have a 15-point lead with 3:45 to go. I want to see if the Lakers are going to go ahead and put that ball in the icebox, or are they going to go ahead and show attack? If they show attack, I think they've got a better opportunity to go ahead and finish this game out.
Well, we'll see what was said by Bill McClellan and Ron Schwartz-Drewer to their squads, as it will be Keegan Valentine at the free throw line shooting one and maybe even